and broke his hip. That's the only time you say you've seen a doctor. Well, we have said people who don't get sick or that's it. And this sickness I had that last year, you got to carry me away, I'm telling you. Woo! Ever since August. I just started getting out there in March, February, well, right now.
Yeah.
But I ain't the other man I was before I got sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what parish? This
parish?
Yeah.
Point Coupee Parish.
Okay, and New Roads is the...
It's the county seat.
Yeah. When you were coming up, Mr. Henry, tell me about the work you did on the farm. All about all the things when you were a boy. What did they have for you to do?
What I did on the farm?
Yeah.
I did so much of devil until I don't know myself. Well, one thing I did, I worked, you know.
Yeah.
Working in the cotton field, pick cotton, whole cotton.
Tell me about, yeah.
And
whole cotton?
I tell you, I was a poor man to hoe and pick cotton. I never liked it. I studied all kind of devil to keep from picking cotton.
Yeah. When the cotton got up, did you have to?
Oh, you got to scrape it, you know, chop it out, keep it clean until long about, last about August.
And that was when you?
When I was a kid. But when I was a kid coming up, you didn't start the picking cotton until late in September. You see, they had a different, I don't know, different season or something. But now you go to picking cotton in August, July. And we start about September and picked it way back way in January. That's right. And the cotton would grow tall. We boys, like my little grandchildren, they'd put us in the middle and pick each side, you know. The row keep from knocking that cotton out the bowl, and the big people come behind and pick the center and the top. Boy, it's a something, I'm telling you. And that's the way you had to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets so cold, you had to pull the cotton up by the root and bring it to the front. And you sit in the house, you pick it off the bowl. Now that ain't no joke, that's the truth. Yeah, well, I've done that many times. That's way back in the early 1900s.
When the cotton, that middle of August, when you couldn't get in and shut it.
When you lay by then.
Yeah.
You see, when the limb is crossing one another, where there's no more chance for grass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then pull that. Just by the time you're ready to close, you run your mill out. And then the cotton, do that. Well, there's no more trouble for grass than your food anymore.
Yeah.
Then you go, the next thing you do, you pick it.
Mm-hmm.
Had to pick it by hand, too.
Yeah. Now, what would you call, tell me all about the buildings on the farm, that sort of thing.
Well, I'll tell you, some building on the farm right now, right over there from Mr. Curek, was there when I was a kid working in that yard. It's still there. It's some of the ugliest, raggedy building you ever see. It just was a building, you know, that's all. But it wasn't nothing fancy. House made. Well, then, just like I told you about yesterday, like them weather boats, you see.
Yeah.
And some of them had a hole in there.
Yeah.
And the floor, they nailed the floor when the lumber's green.
And what was the top of the house?
Well, they covered that with shingle, handmade shingle.
Yeah, the shingle.
Handmade shingle. My uncle used to make it. My uncle made shingle, I don't know how long.
Did they make a pretty good?
Oh, yes. And
pretty good top of the house?
Oh, yeah. Better than that thing they got now. Let me see. We've got a house now. No, I believe in Gary had on. He had made, I believe, 20,000 shingles for them people because I helped him myself that way back in the early 20s. And the man wanted to cover that house for them. Well, they kept that house like that up until the man died. And then the youngster commenced to remodel, so they put that, what you call it, on like that man got over there. Or that ain't no come. Now, when my uncle was making shingle, he had a horse. Something like a made in the shape of a grasshopper. You ever seen a grasshopper? You don't know what that is.